Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Monday of the 37th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we turn our attention to Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 101. Having confessed last week all the ways we are to avoid violating the third commandment, and how we are to use the name of God in a reverent manner, confessing and worshiping Him as He requires in the Holy Scriptures, we now look to a specific question concerning oaths oft debated among believers. Heidelberg Catechism question 101 asks, "But may we swear reverently by the name of God?" Yes, when the magistrate requires it, or when it may be needful otherwise to maintain and promote fidelity and truth to the glory of God and our neighbor's good. For such an oath is grounded in God's word, and therefore was rightly used by the saints in the Old and New Testaments. In recognizing the danger of taking rash oaths and swearing in a false manner, some Christians throughout the centuries have argued that no oaths at all may be taken, even those before a magistrate or a court of law, in which we are required to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, as many of us are familiar with from courtroom shows such as Perry Mason, Matlock, or Law and Order. Indeed, in the United States, one of the things that stereotypically takes place upon entering the witness stand is that the Bible, or the person about to testify, puts one hand on a Bible and holds up the other hand to swear a solemn oath to speak truthfully, so help me God, as many say. But for some, such as Quakers and other sects, this is regarded as a violation of the third commandment, as they argue from Jesus' teaching in Matthew 5, verse 37, to let your yes be yes and your no be no. And while it is true that we should conduct ourselves such that we need not take an oath for people to trust our word, it does not preclude believers from taking lawful oaths in the name of God. Deuteronomy 6, verse 13, "It is the Lord your God you shall fear, Him you shall serve, and by His name you shall swear." In swearing an oath in the name of God, we are binding ourselves to Him as the one true and eternal judge of heaven and earth, which is no small thing. Thus we should certainly not enter into any oaths unadvisedly, hurriedly, or without much thought concerning our duties to both God and man, and our ability to actually keep whatever vow we might make. Yet in swearing reverently, as the magistrate might require it, we are fulfilling the civil duties required of us by God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 through 15, "Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme, or to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil, and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people." Thus, when the magistrate seeks to punish the one who has done evil, or acquit the one who has done good, we are fully within the bounds of Scripture to testify to such things as necessary in the name of God, that we might put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. But the caveat to this is that we must testify truthfully. We must speak that which is true. We must speak only that which we can bear witness to. For though reverently swearing an oath before a judge is not wrong, to do so falsely or perversely is a violation of the third commandment and a sin. May we then, as the people of God, conduct ourselves wisely in the world, seeking to live at peace with those in authority over us, taking oaths only when necessary, and ensuring that we are truthful in all our dealings, whether we swear in the name of God or not. For at the end of the day, our greatest duty is to promote the good name of our most holy God, that He might be glorified before all, He who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.